were the heart of the whole ministry. So we have just little day springs that were produced. They used to be when the TV stations had sign-on, sign-offs. We had PSAs, and we had little tiny ones that the TV stations took and played. But they are all on here, and we're going to play one for you just to give you a glimpse of Canaan in all its beauty. And then this morning, we will start out with just the theme song, and that's on your yellow song sheets. And then we will move right into the message. There's lots this morning. There's lots today. So we want to keep it moving so that, and we took the initiative to move the front row back a little bit. It was way too close last night. Now, you may find that the front row is too far. You can come to wherever you're comfortable. I felt it was just way too close last night. So I just want to make you all feel comfortable. And you can move your chairs around as you like. And so then we will go into the message, because part of my part of this morning, since we don't tell, we'll take the second part, but part of my part is the battle of faith. And so we will get real raucous then and sing a lot, and so there'll be a lot of singing. So Lord, I just thank you for the opportunity to draw together in your name, Lord Jesus, and the power of your holy precious blood, that you will wash through this whole building, through this room, through every heart here, Lord, that you cover us with your protection. Come, Holy Spirit, and fill us. We are nothing without you. Nothing without you. We can do nothing without you. We can accomplish nothing without you. And so we proclaim that we long with all our hearts that you are the power, the source of everything that will come forth in this room. Lord, I pray that you have prepared the hearts of those that are here, that you have prepared them to hear your voice. And Lord Jesus, you will speak to each one of these precious ladies who has a need. Every one of us, Lord, need. Our biggest need is for you. And so, Lord, come in our midst and really minister to each one in just the way you have planned for her. And Lord, in some way too, we ask that you would confirm that you have spoken into the heart, that you have enlightened the mind, that you have brought your truth. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Amen, amen, amen. Okay, first we'll have the little day spring. Number one, Peggy.
She wants to sing the
you
theme song.
Okay, first we're going to sing the theme song. Okay, good. Hallelujah.
That's what you told her.
Is that what I told you? Okay, good. I had forgotten already. You can't trust me, you know. What can you do?
I heard her say it when you're ready. That's okay.
Take courage, inside the Lord your God. Do not Your father in heaven knows your need before you can even tell him about it. So in prayer, accept with childlike joy all that he has prepared for you. May you experience his loving care all day long. Goodbye and God bless you.
P.O.
Box 3022, Phoenix, Arizona, 85046.
You can't beat it. We are so.
Well, you could know the next on the power of Jesus.
Okay. The power of Jesus. This is the problem. After we've watched all 31, you know how good they are.
Even if the answer is no, the little bell is ringing to remind you of something that can make your heart joyful and strong.
The power of Jesus is so great that he is always able to help you.
It's just as Mother Basilea writes in one of her songs. A ray of joy you bring to me. Your heart has planned the help I need because you love me, dearest Lord. Today you might meet someone needing a word of encouragement. Then perhaps you might like to share with him what you just heard.
The power of Jesus is so great that he is always able to help you. Goodbye, and God bless you.
P.O. Box 30022, Phoenix, Arizona, 85046.
We are blessed. We are truly, truly blessed. This morning's message, it's called The Light, and I would like that it help us all to see the light in relation to our theme, which is take courage, do not, it is I, do not be afraid, and also for our own inner being, because then we'll go into the battle of faith. But there is nothing more that we need in our lives but the presence of the Lord Jesus. And the more the presence of the Lord Jesus is in our hearts, in our lives, there is a light that comes. And it is that light that we are to be reflecting. We are nothing but a reflection of that light. It's like the gray clump in the sky that's really the moon, but we only see it as this brilliant light because it reflects the sun, and we have to be there. And so the light, I've been turned on by this topic now for months, and I love it, so I'm probably just talking to myself, but it helps y'all. I'm real happy. Anyway, the way it's John 1, if you want to follow along, in the first chapter of John, Jesus, you know, we're all pilgrims, we're on a path, we're going forward. And I was reminded of, and I can't remember, Marge, was it Pastor Zollner's favorite song or Pastor Hofer's Jerusalem, My Happy Home?
Oh, yes.
That was his, because I'll tell you, I got this song in my heart, and I couldn't get past it, because Jerusalem, my happy home, name ever dear to me, when shall my labors have an end in joy and peace and thee? When shall these eyes thy heaven-built walls and pearly gates behold, thy bulwarks with salvation strong, and streets of shining gold. You know, we're all, and that's just one verse, the song went on and on and on when I printed out the first six or seven verses of it, because Jerusalem, the Lord Jesus is coming back to Mount Zion. For all of those of you who are not in tune with geography, that is in Jerusalem. And that is in Israel, and Israel is really the center of the world. There is just there's no other way. And so when you think we are on a path, and we are all pilgrims, and we are all going towards Jerusalem, my happy home. And the Lord is working, working, working to get us there. He really is. And where we get down or we get discouraged, all that's just inner stuff. And we're going to try and shine the light on that stuff, and we're going to try and give you a way to, with the power of the Holy Spirit, to clean out all that stuff. Because that's the only thing that stands between us and where God wants us. Nothing else in your life will hinder you except what is inside, really. Because the Lord Jesus has the ability to move every barrier that man can put in front of you. But what we build inside of ourselves as barriers, we build ourselves, and we must renounce those things, and we must almost physically unbuild them in the name and the power of Jesus. And there's no other way. I mean, I could sit down. This is basically the whole message. This is it. And so I want, if you go home from this hour anyway, with nothing else, understand that the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit is working in you to do that. That's his number one goal, to prepare you to be the bride of Christ, to stand before him a pure vessel. And whatever it takes, we have to get to that place. Lord, whatever it takes, I want that in my life. I want that in my life. And if you have anything that you're hanging on to, Marge reminded us this morning, if there's anything that the devil can tempt you with or trip you up with, he's going to do it. And if you ask the Lord, Lord, show me what that one thing is, he will do it. He is so faithful because his goal is to prepare you to be ready. He is not going to throw any obstacle in your path, ever. Not ever. And when we can rest in that, like you would rest in the arms of your Father, when you can rest in that, there's such a peace. Most of our battles are self-inflicted, self-perpetuated, and we want to tear them down. Today we're going to tear them down. And the best way to tear them down is to even see them. And the best way to see them is to put them into the light of Jesus. Into the light. Psalm 119:105, I love this verse. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light for my path. We will never stumble, we will never fall when we are in the light of the Lord, in the light of his word. And in that we find life, guidance, a path to follow, and a deliverance from everything that would hinder us. Hallelujah! 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 Okay, start first off, John 1. I love this. John 1, you can listen to over and over, well, all of John. You can just listen to it over and over. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Yes, in the beginning, all things were created. He spoke. He spoke it all into being. All creation, all life, and the light of all mankind. He is the source of that light. God spoke, and it was his power alone through his word that produced light. And you know, we don't see anything without light. Nothing. So that means we have awareness and we have understanding. When you are in the Word, you are in the light, you are in Jesus, you have awareness and understanding. Psalm 119:130 says, the unfolding of your words give light. It imparts understanding to the simple. And let's just embrace it. You know, we're in a culture, we're in a society, everybody's going like this, trying to know the latest thing. But I'll tell you, your safest place is among the simple.
That's good.
our culture is trying to eliminate every person who would fall into that category. 90% of the Down syndrome children are now aborted. 90%. Do you? How many of you in this room know personally a child or an adult with Down syndrome? Precious, precious people. You will never meet a more gentle, loving, caring soul. And God put them into our lives. 90% of them are being aborted. We need awareness, we need understanding, and we need it to come to the hearts of the simple. We need to simplify our thinking so that we get more in the path of the Lord Jesus. John 1, verses 4 and 5. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. You know, in the news, just watch the news, my, you could go into a stage of permanent depression. But you have to constantly be telling yourself, yeah, the darkness is rising and the light is coming. The darkness is rising, the light is coming. The darkness has never overcome the light. The light always overcomes all darkness, and it brings understanding. John 1, 6 and 7. There was a man sent from God whose name was John.